Bertel. Thousands took to Hong Kong street Sunday in a new wave of pro-democracy protests. Police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a pause in violence that has persisted during the six-month-long movement. Other protesters carrying American flags and banners marched to the U.S. consulate. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The pro-democracy protesters marched to the U.S. consulate to thank America for approving legislation last week that would sanction Hong Kong and Chinese officials for any human rights abuses in the city. Some held banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong," and "Let's make Hong Kong great again." This protester urged the U.S. to continue taking action against China.
Just stay with Hong Kong and free Hong Kong and peace, boycott China.
Demonstrators want to keep pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. The protests kicked off in June following a mainland extradition bill, which many see as an erosion of rights and freedoms under China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of the embattled prime minister on Sunday. This after 2 months of violent unrest that have left more than 420 people dead and thousands mourning them in nationwide marches. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. A regional bus in Tunisia crashed off a hill Sunday morning, killing 22 passengers. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off.